Our Estate Capital Report continues in this half hour with a look at ALEC and why our guest says ALEC is writing a lot of the legislation that is passing in Wisconsin and other states around the country. Who or what is ALEC and why does ALEC matter? Coming up in this half hour of our State Capitol Report. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7:36 on this Monday, January the 30th. Our guest is Democratic State Representative Mark Pocan of Madison, and we will welcome your thoughts and questions about the ALEC transparency legislation that he is authoring. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Mark Pocan is a Democratic state lawmaker from Madison and a candidate for Congress in Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So tell us about the group ALEC. What is ALEC?
Well, ALEC is short for the American Legislative Exchange Council, which is a conservative think tank that is created by corporations, funded by corporations. They provide model legislation to state legislators across the country, and it's one of the most powerful groups when it comes to state government that there is, because they prepare model legislation that's in secret. You have to have a special password to access. You have to be a member to access that model legislation. And you just see it done state after state after state, including Wisconsin. But really, it kind of circumvents the democratic process when, you know, corporations really are just putting out their agenda and getting it passed.
Mm-hmm. Well, what sorts of model legislation do we have in Wisconsin that ALEC authored?
Well, you know, I think if you look at the pension law changes we did in Wisconsin, that came from ALEC. The collective bargaining law changes, that came from ALEC. The photo ID changes, that came from ALEC. A lot of the anti-consumer bills we had that the conservatives called tort reform, that came from ALEC. I can point to almost any given session week that we're in, bills that come essentially from ALEC, and while they're tweaked to fit Wisconsin law, they are definitely foundationally coming from ALEC.
Well, what's wrong with a group like this consulting with our legislators?
Well, part of the problem is it's really a corporate dating service. It's how you match legislators with corporate interests. They're given model legislation. They're told how to pass it. All the legislator has to do really is get it written, you know, into law in Wisconsin, and then go through a process with a lot of advice and help from ALEC and from their corporate members. But it almost never benefits the public. It's always special interest legislation so that a corporation can make a bigger profit. And all too often, that legislation is at odds with what's good for the public in general in Wisconsin. And by having them have that sort of undue influence, you know, really, they're having the ability to write laws in Wisconsin, yet they aren't required to list as lobbyists in Wisconsin. They're not required to do any of the things that people who normally would lobby in the state. So they're kind of this super lobby that has no oversight, and they're a highly effective organization in many, many states.
Well, so what is this ALEC transparency legislation all about that you're planning on introducing?
Sure. Well, we're doing this now. Basically, there's a number of premises. The first one, I think, what I just talked about is because they're not required to register as a lobbyist, you don't know much about them. It's mostly done in secret, and you find out about it only when people like myself join in order to get the password to see their model legislation. So one part of it is to make them register as a lobbyist in Wisconsin and have to comply like any other lobbyist in the state. The second and third component are kind of related. When they give scholarships to people to attend their conventions, basically they pay for people to go. They pay for your hotel, your flight, your expenses, that they have to register at the state with that because there will be a lobbying organization. And then also the legislator has to report that right away that they got that funds. And then finally, that you can't use your office account, state taxpayer dollars, to pay for dues to this organization, because the real problem is, you know, you would never, once they're a lobbying organization, you wouldn't say we could pay state tax dollars to Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce's dues, so why should we be able to do that in our state? We're looking at this right now. We saw a law in Arizona, and we're trying to, hopefully, the other states will look at this as well, because this really is a kind of a loophole in many laws that they can come in completely under the radar and have such a great impact, much more often than individual lobbyists.
So you've seen some of this legislation. Anything else coming down the pike in Wisconsin from ALEC?
Well, you'll see some education changes potentially. What really depends, we're not much in session yet this year, but some of their big things, I went to their convention last summer. I crashed it, and I wrote an article for the front page of the October issue of the Progressive magazine. And, you know, education reform, and to them, education reform is privatizing education and basically doing everything you can to undermine public schools in any given state. Health care legislation that basically puts all the hands in insurance companies, all the power insurance companies' hands, rather than any kind of policy like the federal law. In fact, the fight that we've had in Wisconsin right now on health care exchanges, I attended a workshop that was just on that. A lot of things on power and, you know, trying to reverse the renewable standards that Wisconsin and other states put in place, how to slow them down, how to, you know, spend more time on oil and natural gas and fracking rather than things like wind and solar. There's just a big, big agenda of things out there, Joy, and you see their hand in it over and over and over in Wisconsin and other states.
Well, would it be fair, though, to say that what we have here is just a group that believes in these conservative Republican policies?
It is a conservative group that believes in the policies. The problem is they have influence that goes beyond almost any group I can imagine. And part of it is because as a legislator, I joined for $100. Okay, that's my two-year dues membership. But for a corporation to join, I think the bare minimum you can join is about $7,000. Usually it's $25,000, $50,000, or $100,000. Now, this group, when you have model legislation that's introduced by this group, it has to pass a very weird test in that every committee, when they vote on this, and they have a different task force that vote on it, half the vote is from the legislative half, half the vote is from the private sector. So you actually have the private sector voting on what's going to be model legislation in states. And I've sat through things where the legislators wanted to change a bill to make it better, and they voted to do that. The corporate sector voted no, and therefore the changes couldn't advance because corporations have that much say in writing the legislation. So at that point, it's kind of supervents almost any other group that we work with, that they are so influential and that corporations actually are voting on and enacting, you know, legislation far more than any group I've seen in the country.
Who wrote the mining legislation, Representative Pocan, that passed in the Assembly last week?
Well, that was interesting. You know, no one had a name on it, and we had to bring that up a number of times, and finally Jeff Fitzgerald, the Speaker, said, put all the Republicans on the bill. But there are strong elements from three different model legislation pieces that ALEC has that really make up that bill. So once again, you know, they're able to get this extremely high-paid advice on how to put this stuff together, special interest legislation, and then they can put that bill out there, and to the point that they'd even have someone who'd admit to being an author of the bill, because they'd have to admit that it was some group on the outside that gave them an inordinate amount of influence and advice on how to put it together. And that's the real problem, is we see that so often on bills. During that last special session on jobs where we debated guns and tort reform and basically everything but jobs, a number of the anti-consumer provisions that we had before us came directly from ALEC, and the only beneficiary were corporations. The only beneficiary. There was absolutely no public good whatsoever. And I don't think the role of the legislature should be to pass interest, special interest legislation that only benefits the few and doesn't deal with the many in the state.
We are talking with Mark Pocan. He's a Democratic state representative from Madison, candidate for Congress in Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District, talking with him about the group ALEC and how he says ALEC has played a big role in framing Republican legislation in Wisconsin. And he would like Wisconsin to pass an ALEC transparency bill, something that would force ALEC and groups like ALEC to register with the state like a lobbying organization. We wonder what you think, what questions you have. 1-800-642-1234. Is there anything wrong with this ALEC group, the American Legislative Exchange Council? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Checking our weather forecast for today, Scattered light snow and freezing drizzle in our forecast. Highs today will be mainly in the 30s. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Hoping you'll stay tuned. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we will talk with the author of Cinderella Ate My Daughter, talking about the girly girl culture and how that could be harming our little girls and young women. That's coming up after 8 o'clock. We are talking with Democratic State Representative Mark Pocan during this half of our State Capitol Report, and we're welcoming your thoughts and questions about ALEC and his legislation that would call for more transparency when it comes to any kind of legislation that is authored by the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC. And we have lots of callers, so let's go right to the phones, and Marty in Oak Creek joins us first. Hello, Marty.
Good morning, Julie. I want to say, Representative, I agree with your idea of making this group more transparent, registering as a lobbyist, et cetera, but I also want to take a little bit of the issue that the comment you made that they only write laws for the few, and you cited as an example the collective bargaining changes here in Wisconsin. I, as a taxpayer, firmly believe that those collective bargaining changes were for the many. So I would have to say I disagree with you in that respect.
Representative Pocan. I mean, most of what they do is interest legislation that helps a specific company or industry. When they get to tax policy, that's where they go a little broader, but the basic goal there is to basically have no taxes. I sat through workshops where, again, specialized industry after specialized industry proposed their individual tax break to help them not have to pay taxes. And I think collective bargaining comes really from the corporate end of they're trying to affect private sector unions. So I think that's where we've seen that influence, because you saw it in Manitowoc Cranes. As soon as Governor Walker did that law, suddenly we started seeing it in private industry in Wisconsin. So sometimes you have to look a little farther than just the initial what the law is, but what they're really trying to get at. And some of these, it may be one or two steps ahead what they're really going to, but we know that, again, it's completely a corporate-driven organization, so it's about where the corporate profit ultimately will be.
Thank you, Marty. Now we go to Diane in Prairie du Sac. Hello, Diane.
Hi. I am so glad that you had this program, Joy, and that Mark Pocan is bringing this to light. What a corrupt organization, and I just am so glad that this legislation is coming about.
Yeah. Why do you think this is so corrupt or destructive?
Well, because look what it has done for Wisconsin. Look what it has done nationally with all of the special interest groups. And they have their hand in everything. And it's not for the good of the people. It's for the good of a few.
Yeah. And this is all over the country, Mark Pocan. All of the states that elected the conservative Republican governors or state houses are passing this kind of legislation?
Oh, yeah. In fact, this has been the kind of perfect storm they had at the last set of elections, because many states now have Republican governors, senates, and assemblies. And that's why I think everyone's focusing a lot more on ALEC, because you're seeing them so active in the states. They've got the perfect trifecta in states to pass this legislation. And you really see the influence. And, you know, people who come to these conventions, I mean, Governor Jindal, you know, Dick Armey, former, you know, speaker. I mean, just the level of Republicans that they bring in to this really shows the connections that they have within the movement. And, you know, Grover Norquist and that whole group are very influential. At the conference I was at, they actually had, like, the head of Shell Oil and some of the major corporations flew in for this. Now, these CEOs don't fly in for much, but they flew in at this because they know it's the perfect one-stop place to shop their legislation and get it passed in states.
Jane in Appleton emails, most of the ideas supposedly presented by ALEC sound like ideas that conservatives or Republicans would come up with anyhow and would support. Just because a think tank also suggested them does not mean that they are somehow diabolical and serving only those evil corporations. What do you say to that?
Well, there's a few things. I think they're talking about stuff on the surface, collective bargaining and other changes like that might look like that. But, you know, all too often we see things that they want to bring bail bondsmen back to Wisconsin. There's a specific industry that profits from that, and there's a reason why we got rid of that in Wisconsin, because of corruption. And all of a sudden when they come to a hearing to testify and I ask, Are you a member of ALEC? And they're like, well, yes, I'm a proud member of the American Legislative Exchange Council. I see a lot of bills like that. I could give you examples literally every week we're in session where it's specially, it just helps one special interest, one industry for profit. We see a lot of anti-consumer legislation where they took away consumers' ability to sue corporations. That only affects a special interest, and it's not really ideological at that point. It's really a lot more to do with making sure a certain industry profits. And while there may be a free market ideological bent, I doubt that most average Republicans would say, let's just pass legislation that's specialized, that's going to help the bail industry, whether or not it's good for Wisconsin.
Our next caller is Joel in La Crosse. Hello, Joel.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was wondering, you know, how long has this ALEC been influencing the state? Is it the past year? Is it the past 5 years and 10 years? And also, does this legislation influence the opposite side of the coin? In other words, you know, ALEC is private industry, and they're all about profits, which coincidentally go to pay dividends, and that goes to anybody that has a 401k or whatever. But there's another side of that debate. There's let's just call it labor. That's probably not the right word or terminology for it. But does this legislation?
I get it. Does ALEC, is that just providing a, you know, voice and research for the right, whereas labor is doing that for the left, Mark Pocan?
Well, there's no comparable organization on the left, and that's part of, you know, something that's important to kind of look at. I mean, this is a group that specializes in what they do. They've been around for a while. I've actually watched them for the last decade in Wisconsin. However, as I was explaining, this is kind of the perfect storm of having all these legislatures that are Republican and governors that are Republican, that they can pretty much unhindered pass this legislation. And that's why we're seeing so much in many of the states right now happening, because they're moving a lot of legislation, and that's where their influence is. You know, and just let me mention one thing, Joy. I sat through a workshop on trying to change renewable standards. And there's a legislator from Texas with a bunch of folks from the industry sitting at the table, and I'm in the front row. And he said, all right, he goes, now, it's like we're a big football team. He goes, we're the players. He points to the legislator sitting in the audience. He goes, and these are our coaches. So let's hear what they got to tell us. And so literally, it's like, here's the corporate industry. They're going to tell you what to do. Now let's go out and execute their plan. It's pretty direct what they're trying to get done, and I think that's the more insidious part about this.
Next, we go to Jacob in Burlington. Hello, Jacob.
Hi. My understanding is that our local representative, Robin Voss, is very powerful and influential in the state. Is kind of the poster child of ALEC in Wisconsin, and I wonder if you can address that. Thank you. I'll take my answer off the air.
Sure. I think Robin Voss is the head of the legislative side of it in Wisconsin, but Wisconsin has a lot of legislators who attend. Gordon Hinds was just telling me he heard at the winter conference, Wisconsin had more legislators than any other state attending that conference. And when I was down there, it was into the dozens of people who were down there from Wisconsin who attend, and I've heard they've had as high as 40 or 50 people from Wisconsin attending, depending where the locale is and where you get your scholarship to attend. So when you start having that sort of influence, you know, we used to have groups that people went to, like the National Conference of State Legislatures, that was very nonpartisan, that was like our trade association, where if you had a workshop, you might have someone from a more liberal bent, someone from a more conservative bent, someone more neutral, and you had a panel, and you could kind of get information and decide. That's not what ALEC's about. They had another panel I went to where, again, it was about why increased levels of CO2 are good for you, Joy. And this is, let me just share this, because I think it illustrates what they were teaching us. A guy wrote a book on 50 reasons why increased levels of CO2 are good for you. In the last 100 years, people have a longer lifespan. In the last 100 years, there's more CO2 in the air. Therefore, increased levels of CO2 somehow increase human longevity. We all know that's an absolutely crazy statement, but that was something they were teaching people. And I had a Republican lawmaker from Wisconsin, as I left that workshop, said, did you learn something? So that's part of the problem, is when people are just being spoon-fed absolute nonsense because there's a corporation that wants to get something done, That's not in the public interest.
Well, you struck a chord here. We have tons of callers, but not enough time to get to all of them with just a couple of minutes to go. I mean, our legislature is controlled by Republicans. Do you really expect this ALEC disclosure legislation to go very far?
Well, part of what we're doing is just putting transparency right now on ALEC. And the more and more, there's a really good organization, Center for Media and Democracy, that does a fantastic job on really kind of watching what ALEC does. And if people are interested, they should Google Center for Media and Democracy and follow what they're doing. Because when you start seeing these links to bills that are passed in Wisconsin and other states, this way we know what's coming. We know what we're doing. It really helps to kind of figure out, you know, a legislation at least should be disclosed. If it's going to benefit an industry, right now, a lobbyist, that industry has to register in Wisconsin and say, I'm advocating for this, and we know what's happening. With ALEC, you don't have that. By having this sort of discussion, I think we're increasing the transparency, which is good regardless of what your political bent is. It's good to have transparency.
Well, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Mark Buchan, Democratic state lawmaker from Madison. He is a candidate for Congress in Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District. Thanks to Rob Ferret, to Bill Martins, and to Amanda Magnus, who produced these programs. And thank you for listening and for calling in. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. We'll be talking with the author of Cinderella Ate My Daughter coming up after the news after 8 o'clock. Also, a reminder that tomorrow night, starting at 7 o'clock here on the Ideas Network, we will bring you NPR's news coverage of the Florida primary, featuring candidate speeches and interviews and analysis. That's NPR's news special coverage of the Florida primary, Tuesday night, starting at 7 here on the Ideas Network. We will follow up on the Florida primary results on Wednesday morning during this time between 7 and 8. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.